If you've agreed to have that really nice broker manage your wealth after that one friendly phone call you just had, well, before you sign anything, take a step back, sit down, and check out this edition of Your Money Manual with Vince Annable. Welcome indeed to Your Money Manual, show number 2. My name is Jeff Allen, and now I'd like to welcome back in the host of the program. He is the CEO of Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and the creator of the Household Endowment Model, Vince Annable.
Hey, Jeff, how are you this afternoon?
Terrific, Vince. Thanks very much. We had a great first conversation to kind of introduce people a little bit to the program, talk to them a little bit about why Your Money Manual is so important, because after all, as we've learned, you know, when it comes to your investments, your money doesn't come with instructions. And then we talked a little bit, introducing folks to the Household Endowment Model, and we'll kind of refresh people as to what that is. But Vince, I wanted to ask you, you know, when it comes to something that is important, is as important as wealth management, and finding someone who's truly qualified to manage our money for us, what are some of the mistakes that you can share with us that people make when choosing a wealth manager and really choosing the wrong wealth manager?
Oh, usually what will happen is they will meet somebody, get referred to somebody, and they tell them all about this wonderful new system they have to make sure they're beating the market, and or they're going to use index funds and it'll never cost you anything. And I think there's an awful lot of misconception out there on how to manage money. And so what we encourage people to do is spend a little bit more time looking at what the advisor or broker might be recommending, get a really good understanding of how it's going to work. And I think the key is to make sure it's not all exposed and correlated to the U.S. stock and bond market. We believe in using alternative investments in the portfolio, just like Yale and many of the other endowments and institutions. They want private investments as well as public investments.
And for people who may be listening to this episode first, for whatever reason, maybe someone had it shared to them or something like that, this is kind of what we talked about on that first episode, Vince, about the Household Endowment Model and being inspired by the Yale Endowment Model, the alternative investments playing such a crucial role in all that. And I would encourage our listeners to listen to episode 1 for a more detailed discussion of the Household Endowment Model. More to the point, though, of the wealth management process and how the Household Endowment Model works with all that, Vince, if you could describe for us a wealth management process in use today where I, as an investor, could come in and really be confident that I'm working with the right individual, something that would allow me confidence to know that, hey, I'm working with someone here potentially who really knows what they're doing. What does that process look like?
Well, we are quite a bit different than an investment broker because we do not focus solely on a client's investments. The term wealth planning, wealth management means exactly that. We're focused on helping our clients not only maintain but grow their wealth, not just their investment portfolios. And there's a lot of things that come into that. We have to look at taxes. We need to look at estate planning. We need to look at asset protection. We need to look at how they feel about charitable giving. And all of the research that we have has indicated that for a high net worth or ultra high net worth family, their focus is on, yes, capital preservation and having the right kind of an investment portfolio to meet their needs and income, et cetera. But there also needs to be a key component there, which is wealth enhancement, which is a focus on tax mitigation, because the more that we can save a client in taxes, the more they keep for themselves to invest, i.e. that increases their wealth.
Really important points, Vince. When someone is interested in talking with you and the Wealth Strategies Advisory Group team about potentially managing their wealth, how does the process start? Walk us through step by step how that process works.
First thing we do is we would set up what we refer to as our discovery meeting. Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to get to know the client, their family, what's important to them and most important to them about their money, what type of income they may have, what kind of legacy they are interested in leaving, what kind of risk they're willing to take or not take to grow their wealth. And through that discovery meeting, we're going to also take a look at 1 or 2 years of tax returns with our tax team. And we'll also take a look at their current investment portfolios to see how they are allocated. That process, at the conclusion of that meeting, when we are pretty sure we know all there is to know about them and we have answered all of their questions about what we do, how we do it, what our fees might be, et cetera, we then will set up a meeting to get back together in about 2 weeks. We will review an investment plan recommendation that we would lay out for them, which would be based off of our household endowment model, so that we have an allocation in both public and private investments. And from taking a look at that, we would give that information and ideas and strategies to the clients to take home. We want them to go home and talk about it. We do not want a client to walk in after the first or second meeting and expect that we're going to ask them to sign documents and we are going to start working together. We really want them to understand exactly how our process works, how we are a little bit different than the normal broker, if you will, that only talks about investments. And from there, we will have what we call a mutual commitment meeting. After the investment meeting, investment plan meeting, they come back in. We mutually commit. It looks like it's a good idea for us to take them on as a client. We are willing to do so. And they believe that it's a good idea for them to bring us on to start helping them and working with them and managing their overall wealth. After that is done, we begin the transition implementation of that plan. And then we start what we refer to as the advanced planning portion of their relationship with us. And that's where we are going to introduce them to our professional network. That's going to be our CPAs and accountants. That will be many of our different legal private client attorneys for estate planning, for setting up a captive insurance if they need to, for doing a deferred sales trust if they need to, for asset protection or charitable giving. We will introduce them to those particular experts based off of what these clients' needs are. And we'll begin a process where we will begin working on the advanced planning portion. We're going to start with taxes because typically clients would like to pay less, not more in taxes, and then we will double check all of their wills to make sure they have wills and trusts, their estate planning's in order. We have that reviewed. And for the process, as I've described it so far, there is no charge for doing so. If they decide to retain the attorney or the CPA to do personal work for them in creating a new trust or something like that, then they would engage that attorney. They would pay that attorney. We do not participate in any of the attorney's fees and do not charge any extra or upcharge because we set up that relationship. So the process really is we want to get to know them. We then want to start implementing, putting together a proper plan. And then we just continually, on an ongoing basis, meet with them and start putting their entire wealth plan together. We encourage they bring in other family members at different points throughout this process so that their family members understand what we're doing, why we're doing it, so that they have an understanding as well.
So it's not just one phone call and then boom, people decide, yeah, we're going to work together. This is a situation where really there are three meetings. On that third meeting, perhaps there might be a decision, a mutual commitment made on both your part and the client's part as to whether or not it's a suitable fit and whether or not you're going to work together. And it takes each side to agree to work with one another. I think that thing that I'm kind of interested, though, in Vincent, just in listening to you talk about this, it really does sound like there is an opportunity for people here during those meetings with you to really learn something. They're learning something about their own situation and about, you know, by bringing all this documentation to you and so forth. But they're also getting an education of sorts about the types of strategies or plans or ideas that you have about how to better manage their wealth for their particular situation. It's not one of those types of things where a client has a lot of money, they have millions of dollars in assets, and they just surrender that to you to manage however you see fit. There is a need, I think, on your part to make sure that these clients are educated along the way, isn't there?
Our process is based off education. As soon as we meet them, the first time we meet them, we advise them that our whole purpose is to provide an education so that they can make some intelligent decisions, which usually doesn't happen in a lot of relationships with their investment brokers. And we also find that through this process, as we are going through the different options they have and different decisions they have to make, all of a sudden the husband and wife, as an example, now they have to have discussions they've never wanted to have before and didn't feel like they were needing to have those. But now all of a sudden things come up in this advanced planning, estate planning, tax planning. They need to make a few decisions and they need to agree on some things that they had never agreed on before.
Now, Vince, have you ever been in a situation in a room with a couple and these things come up? And maybe there were some uncomfortable moments where even for you as the advisor here in this particular case, where you're kind of thinking, OK, I'm going to step outside and kind of let these two hash it out a little bit.
Yeah, we have done that. We said, you know, it seems to me that we're at a point where you guys need to come to some agreement and discussion here. And you don't need me for that because I think it's best for you two to talk about it in private, and I'll get up and walk out of the room, and then we'll come back in and everything's usually fine. They may ask a few more questions because before they make the final decision, one party wants to make sure they understand exactly what their options are. And many times we have the attorney or the CPA involved in that meeting sitting with us as well. So that's very helpful. Or at least worst case is we have them on the phone for consultation as well.
So that way they can help people make decisions and kind of move the conversation forward if things look like they're getting kind of stuck for whatever reason.
Correct. Because we don't believe in giving financial advice in the areas of legal and accounting. We are not CPAs. We have them on our team. We are not attorneys. We have those on our team. And we rely on those folks, those professionals, to provide all the professional input and technicalities.
Vince, everybody can go back and listen to episode number one where we talked about the household endowment model, and I strongly encourage people to do that. But if they would like to learn more about that and about Wealth Strategies Advisory Group, what can they do? What's the best way for them to do that?
Well, they can reach out to us via the telephone, old-fashioned method, but it still works, 480-889-8985. That's our office here in Scottsdale. We also have an office now in Mission Viejo, California, also in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we have some folks that work with us in those locations as well. But primary contact, point of contact would be to call the office here, or they are welcome to send an email to me, Vince, at wasagaz.com, which is wsagaz.com.
It's just that easy. And then you'll, of course, get people connected with the advisors in their areas, whether that be the Las Vegas, Nevada area or Southern California. Well, Vince, a great conversation. We've got another good conversation coming up, I know, soon where we're going to be talking about due diligence. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
And that's how those companies are selected for the household endowment model. Well, Vince, again, appreciate your time, and we're looking forward to our next program with you.
Very good, Jeff. Look forward to being back with you.
Vince Annable, he is the CEO of Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and the creator of the household endowment model, and also the brains and brawn behind this program you're listening to here, Your Money Manual. My name is Jeff Allen. Sure do appreciate your listening and tuning in, and we look forward to talking with you next time. This program has been presented for the education of our listeners only and is not intended as investment advice, nor is it intended as a solicitation of investment products or services of any kind. We encourage you to seek the advice of a licensed professional financial advisor before making any investment decisions.